and gestured her to a seat on the sofa. As she walked toward it, her eyes kept darting around the room, and upon reaching her place, she sat and faced us. Her face, although exceptionally well-formed, was pale. Her eyes were reddened and puffy, and her mouth was drawn tight. Her whole body was trembling. She removed the nondescript scarf from her head, exposing a disorganized mane of gray and black hair. I stole a glance at her boots and could see that Mrs. Hudson had described them accurately. "Please, madam," said Holmes, "will you take a cup of tea before we begin?" "No, no thank you. Tea would not help me. What I need is a promise. I need a promise." "Yes, go on." "I have been told that Mr. Sherlock Holmes can be trusted never to betray what he is told in confidence. Is that true?" "Madam, several hundred people have sat where you are now sitting during the past 2 decades. I have been told no end of astonishing things and have never betrayed the trust with which, in good faith, they were imparted to me. I assure you, I am not about to start doing so this morning." "What if you refuse to take my case after I tell you something?" "I may indeed refuse it, that matters not. Whatever is said truthfully by you to me and Dr. Watson will never be disclosed. On that, you have my word." She appeared to relax, and her visible trembling subsided.